Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hello again, this is Ted Mone with episode 17 for the week of February 5th, 2007. It's too soon to say whether the finishing industry is experiencing a recovery or whether history will show this month's uptick to be nothing more than a blip. But either way, this week is a great time to think about a new position in this industry. Just last week, we announced two fresh job openings, and here's Kate with three more brand new career positions. As the old saw goes, strike while the iron is hot.
Seeking employment in the metal finishing industry? Then please visit our Help Wanteds, where three new ads have been posted this week. Photo Etch Technology, located in Lowell, Massachusetts, has an opening for a nickel plating process control technical person to control all production chemical processes, which include nickel plating, electroforming, electropolishing, and metal etching. LaFrance Corporation, the world-leading manufacturer of corporate product branding for name-brand durable goods, offering the widest variety of products utilizing numerous substrates, is seeking an assistant operations manager. This position will report directly to the Vice President of Product Sources and will work in their Concordville, Pennsylvania office and in their China operations. LaFrance Corporation is also seeking a process control manufacturing engineer to be based at their manufacturing operations in South China. This position requires practical experience in implementing process reliability in metal fabricating and finishing operations. For more information on these ads, please click on the Help Wanteds button on the Finishing.com homepage.
Thank you, Kate. Finishing.com was fortunate enough to have been able to attend and exhibit at the National Association of Surface Finishers Southeast Regional Conference in Orlando last week. If you weren't able to attend, make it a point to not miss it next year. If you did attend, here are some sounds to keep fresh the memories of the good times we all had.
Here's Tracy Kohler, Executive Director of the AESF.
How's the turnout, Tracy?
It's going really well. People are excited to be here. The weather's great, and people are just busily showing up and grabbing their registration.
Very good. We'll catch up to you later at the cocktail hour.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Here's Ken Hankinson, General Chairman of the NASF Southeast Regional Committee.
Hello, Ken.
Hello, Ted.
And how is the turnout? What do you think of our first NASF event?
Well, in comparison to the last Southeast Regional that we did in Atlanta, I'm real thrilled that the numbers are somewhere in the neighborhood of 75% higher. So I'm happy.
Okay, very good. And how'd you do on the literature tables? It looks like a pretty full room here at the in our literature room cocktail hour.
We had set a goal of 30 tables, and I think we have 29.
Okay.
So that's pretty close.
Can't beat that.
Appreciate your support, too, Ted. Thank you.
Okay. And we have Jolie Zach, the president of the AESF, and we have Paul Frank, a member of the board of directors of NASF. I said president of NASF. I should have said president of... Jolie Zach is president of AESF.
Right, and now on the executive committee for the NASF, and Paul is also now a board member and our esteemed treasurer of NASF as well. And the acronyms are enough to make your head spin.
Yes, they are. They are. I have to stop and think sometimes.
Which,
what am I saying? Who am I talking about?
I know, and which hat am I wearing?
That's right, and which hat am I wearing?
And by the way, I do have a company that I work for.
Sometimes.
Top of it all.
Sometimes. They don't think I work at all. So.
Yeah. So this is a great event. Yeah.
Yes, this is the first NASF event, as I understand. And we're pretty happy with the turnout and how everything came down, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. We're really excited. We eventually would like to did well this year. We hope to do this on a yearly basis down here in Florida and kind of replace the old winter meetings of the AASF. And hopefully get committees to start having their meetings down here once a year. And,
absolutely.
Well, that would be great.
And,
it's been a couple years since I've been down there, actually since the last AESF week, and I was just lamenting that I really miss coming down to Orlando. I came down to Orlando for 12 years in a row, and sometimes with my family, sometimes by myself, and I know the area a little bit too well, but...
that's a sad part. We've been here so much.
But it's great that we have such great volunteers that are willing to step up and really pull this back in, and you know, if we can get more national activities as opposed to regional, that would be fantastic, but I'm just so proud of how the regional folks have done.
Yeah, and it's exciting, and again, it's just... we always look forward. You always have one thing to look forward to after Christmas, and that was going to Orlando at the end of January.
Right, and now it's back.
And well, we hope it's back. Well, we're going to put this on for a couple years in a row, and hope the NASF buys into the program, and we nationally, and then, like I said, we can have committee meetings and a bigger show and a bigger presence down here. Have a lot of fun. The golf outing was great today.
Okay. So.
Great. Thanks, Ted.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Ted.
Here's Jay Kelly Mowry, a member of the NASF Board of Directors.
Hey, Ted. Jay Kelly Mowry from Gull Industries in Houston. So glad to be here, buddy. But coming to this first NASF Southeast Regional means a lot to me. Lots of folks, lots of great folks, lots of great products. Weather couldn't be better. And by golly, you know what? We're in Orlando. I appreciate it. So great to see you. So glad to be here.
Okay, we're going to do live from the hospitality suite.
Podcast.
Yes.
Wait until you guys see the video.
I can't ever help you.
I was getting shot at. He pulled his gun out. Hey, what you know?
Kyle, 29 literature tables, 24 people signed up for ASF training courses, 130 registrants, a good golf outing, two fun cocktail parties, and a great technical program. In all, a great event with special thanks due to the Southeast Regional Steering Committee and its chairperson, Ken Hankinson. Oh, and one new advertiser for the podcast signed up at the conference.
Finishing.com would like to welcome Associated Rack Corporation as a new advertiser in the Capital Equipment Directory. Located in Vero Beach, Florida, Associated Rack Corporation produces quality, custom-designed racks, baskets, and carts for plating, powder coating, e-coating, printed circuits, and vapor deposition. Here's the calendar of events through February 16th. On February 5th, the Rockford branch of the AESF will be meeting at Hoffman House in Rockford, Illinois. On February 6th, the Milwaukee branch of the AESF will have Nanotech Night at the Porterhouse Restaurant in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Here's the Education Chair, Brian Peterson, with some more information.
Hi, this is Brian Peterson with the Milwaukee AESF. All of our meetings, with the exception of one, our March meeting is going to be a plant tour. But otherwise, all of the meetings are held the first Tuesday of the month, and they're all held at the Porterhouse Restaurant in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is located very close to Milwaukee Airport. Our next meeting is February 6th. We're going to have a nanotechnology night, and that's going to include a presentation from Dr. Serena, who's the head chair of the Center for Nanotechnology at the University of Wisconsin. He's one of the top guys in his field. Should be a big meeting. Hope to see a lot of people there, and thanks for your time.
Thanks, Brian. On February 7th, the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF will be meeting at Barnaby's Restaurant in Tukwila, Washington. On February 7th through the 9th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop, presented by Binks and DeVilbiss and sponsored by Owens Community College, will be taking place in Toledo, Ohio. On February 8th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will be meeting at Safey's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And on February 14th through the 16th, the Waterborne Symposium, sponsored by the School of Polymers and High Performance Materials at the University of Southern Mississippi and Southern Society for Coatings Technology, will be taking place at the New Orleans Marriott in Louisiana. For more information on these events, please click on the calendar located on the finishing.com homepage. Ted, back to you.
Thanks again, Kate. Listeners, be sure to tune in again next week as we kick off our series on plating in Mexico with an interview with Enrique Morales, Marketing Director for Industrial Polishing Services. Thanks for listening.